Welcome to another episode of BFF Energy with Neen and Chris. I'm Chris and
I'm Neen.
Hi.
Very slow. My internet's bad.
Hey, we're recording in the midst of thunderstorm or typhoon or cyclone Henry. Who is it?
I don't know. He's like a tornado.
Yeah, he's somebody.
He's very dramatic, clearly.
I was like, do I have to get my red slippers? Do I have to say there's no place like home?
Oh my God, that's what I said about the sky last night. I said to, because my sister and I, we went to the movies with Isabella, and I was like, oh my God, I just want to see like a Wicked Witch just like flying by on her bicycle. Like, it was like that eerie,
yeah.
Remember like in the beginning of Wizard of Oz when it's like that yellow, black, and white?
Yeah.
That's what it was like. I loved it.
I love that. It's like, so it helps you. You have to sing the, what is it?
Yeah.
It's a, no, that's not it at all. Oh crap. I forgot the little, you know, that little like the witch
song?
No, the witch like soundtrack behind
me,
her.
Me, 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 me. No, that's Batman.
Also, I love how you put your own name on it. You're like, nee, 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 nee. Is this talking about nee, nee, nee?
Clearly, I know what you're talking about, but you and I cannot get the melody.
No, not even a little bit. Not even a
if
little bit.
If any of our listeners know it, can you please just let us know how it goes?
Yeah, just let us know.
No, that's Batman. What an eventful morning it's been.
Oh
so
my
far,
God. You. So you went to the Yankees game.
I did for my very first time.
Wow, I've never been to Yankee Stadium, old or new.
I was not impressed.
Why would you be?
Yeah, well, we also parked, like, I don't know, in the Bronx.
Isn't that where the Yankee Stadium is?
Yeah, but, like, we parked, like, in the Bronx.
Oh, you like, parked, like, on.
I was like, can we get something a little closer? Like, something?
You should have parked by the, what is the Italian place in the Bronx?
I don't
George
know.
George Street?
Whatever. John's like, why are you such a little snob? I was like, I'm not, but I also don't know where we are. Like, ew.
Also, it's just not one of my favorite plate and like one of my favorite things to do.
Yeah, I'm not even about baseball. I'm going because I'm supporting you.
Yeah.
Love you. So
next time I want to go see like Debbie Gibson in concert, you're going to have to suffer and go with
you're
me.
You're going to have to go. Yeah.
So,
and I'd say, well, Chris will go with you instead. Because that's
no,
what he's
no, no, I'm going to pretend I'm sick because he's going to be forced to go.
I said it about Michael Bublé once. I said it about Michael Bublé. I was like, oh, Michael Bublé. And he's like, well, you can go with Chris. I was like, what is Chris? Did you just throw Chris then, like over there?
I mean, refuse to have my name thrown like that.
Yeah. And he's like, Chris will go. Like, you should want to go.
You should want to go.
Yeah, because that makes me happy.
And now you should force him to go.
I'm gonna. Good. Well, actually, Michael Bublé changed his tour dates.
I know he did. I saw that. It's going to be while I'm away. So.
What are you doing?
So, anyway, back to football, baseball. One of those, the thing with the ball.
I said something. Okay, we were at a, so it took forever, right? To go and get our car. We left early because we had to get home to the dog. And so, first of all, I got another thing too. Why is it people, when you go, oh, I have to get home for the dog, people are like, oh my God.
Because people are stupid.
Yeah, this happened a few times actually. And people are like, oh, the way you guys treat your dog, it's like he's not like a real person. I'm like, okay, he has to go to the bathroom, he has to be fed, he has to be like nurtured. I said, so I don't care if he's not a human, he's still something that I am taking care of, and he is my child. I'm sorry, he's under my care. So why is he different from an actual human? They both need the same, they have the same needs.
Also, you would not leave your one-year-old by themselves to do something. This is the same thing.
Exactly. Like, so when people think that John and I are over the top, like, I just don't see it. I don't get why. But we've heard those comments a few times. Like, we always hear those comments where people are like, you guys are so excessive with your dog. I'm like, why?
Listen,
he's
family. I had that for 15 years of my life. I hear you. I get it. I always just gave people you wouldn't know unless you had a dog. Period. Sorry.
I just don't understand. Can we like normalize that sometimes our pets those are our babies? Like, let's just normalize that. Because
I mean,
I understand.
I've normalized that my entire life. I've never come to a conclusion where a dog to me is just something that you just have there next to you. And you don't you don't do anything with it. It just kind of, it just, it's in your ether. Those are the people who are like, why do you have a pet? Why do you have an animal? Why do you have something that you have to take care of and then don't actively take care of it? Because exactly. you think, oh, well, at the end of the day, they're wild animals and they can fend for themselves. Yeah, but you have them in an enclosure and it's been millions of years of domestication that these dogs now are a benefit to humanity. They're not there like scavenging and going out and doing and coming back. That's mm-hmm. not in their innate nature at the end of the day because of what we've done as a human society. And for people to be like, to tell you, why do you treat your dog a certain way? Or, oh my God, your dog is like so spoiled. And oh my God, like you have to leave because of your dog. I just, all those answers always frustrated me. Having a dog for so long and being the sole caretaker for this dog that I was just like, I drown the noise because it doesn't make sense to me that you don't understand me and you don't have to. I'm not asking you to understand what's going on in my ether and my world, but don't you dare judge me for it.
But I'm like, well, I think John and I are great parents. And like, I think you were a stellar parent to, you know, Carmi and Haley. Like their needs were always like your first priority.
Yeah.
And like Norman, that's how he is for us. I'm like that. We don't have children, but he's our child. Like, I don't see the difference. He's, again, this is our family. And the way that we treat the dog, we make sure that he is our top priority. And we do certain things around him, making sure like, okay, does he have care? Does he have this and that? Like making sure that he is comfortable. I am very aware of like, we keep him in a playpen instead of like, I'd never crate him.
Right.
But I put him in a playpen so it's open. But again, I don't like to keep him in there for a really long time. So I make sure like I take him to doggy daycare to like tire him out so that when he is in the playpen, I don't feel as guilty for him just being stuck there for a few hours.
Right.
But I don't want to keep him in there forever. So like we will cut our evening short. Maybe it's also because we don't party until 2 o'clock in the morning anymore. It just doesn't happen. So like we went out the other evening, we went out for the Yankees game. We had to leave early during the week. Then we went out again this Friday and we left early so that we can get home to Norman. And like, people are just like, why? Oh, you guys are ridiculous. I'm like, no, that's our son.
Thank you for letting me know I'm ridiculous. Because your opinion matters so much to me. Like, I die if I don't have your opinion. I literally die.
Just like, that's our baby. Like, you know, it's so funny. John's mom is exactly like that, too. Like, she plans, if she comes to our home, she's like, okay, I have to be home because I have to be back for Buddy, her dog. And I appreciate that, especially because, you know, he was sick and stuff, too.
Yeah.
So she feels really guilty of leaving him for so long and stuff too. And where people would think she'd be very excessive, to me, I'm like, I completely understand. Like, you don't want to leave him that long. You don't know how it is. And like, we also have cameras. So she has the same camera that we have also.
Yeah.
And that's also another thing we get made fun. Oh, you guys have cameras too? I'm like, yes, I have to. John and I will be in the middle of dinner when we're with other couples too. My babe, did you check on Mush? Did you check on him? Okay, let me just see. All right, we're good. Okay. It's a peace of mind. When that camera's not on, I'm like panicky.
And you know, the thing is that it's one of those things where like, it's also because he's still in an age where he's developing habits.
Mm-hmm.
And things that he still eats things unexpectedly. He still can at one moment, whatever, like anything can happen to him because he's that young. So it's not until he gets maybe a little bit, you know, like 3 or 4 and he gets a little older to like, he can maneuver himself around the house. And he's just kind of like, you know, he understands his environment.
Yeah.
And is not like hungry for everything all the time. So stuff like that. After that, you can be like, okay, I can loosen up the reins a little because it's fine. But you know your dog, you know their mannerisms, you know their habits, you know what they need. And so that's because you're living with the dog day in and day out. And then on the other side of that is the importance of the cameras is because when they get older, it's so necessary because they are older.
Yeah. But I just, it's a peace of mind for me too. So I feel comfortable able to leave him. But like, you know, I've lost pups, like I've lost a dog before in a very horrific way. So, yeah. I mean, like, that's also another thing that it took me a while just to get through in terms of like therapy and going through PTSD. And then also thinking whether or not I'm actually like a good caretaker too.
Capable of, yeah.
Yeah, like, am I able to do this? And again, this also made me question whether or not I'd be able to be a good mom also. So I had to work through so many different obstacles just to get where I'm at with Norman. And like, just lucky enough to have a wonderful partner that feels exactly the same way.
Yeah, so, and the beauty about it is the fact that like, you have gone through all of that. And now when you guys have your children, it's like you've built on this success story from your bad experiences to your now good experiences in what you have, that when you have children, you're playing the same cards, just in a different way, but you're playing the same cards.
I'm telling you, I like last night was one of them, because I guess he heard like the winds were starting last night, and Norman normally, I swear to God, him and John are always inseparable. Like he just loves John. But lately he's been really clingy on me the past couple nights.
Yeah.
But last night, because he sleeps in our bed. We were trying to not do that, but like he slept in like with our dog sitter at her house in his bed, because he got used to it. So I was like, you know what, we'll do that.
Right.
And he knows when it's time to go to sleep. But last night he crawled right next to me in my little nook, and like I was spooning him and he slept just like a baby.
Aww.
But he just needed to be as closer, like, oh, he couldn't be any closer to me. And it was just so nice. I love that.
Then
John turned around and like hugged us all. And I was like, I had to take a moment, because like I have been like, that's another thing, going through a loss of an animal. And whoever knows me knows the fact that like I manifested Norman and wanted a Norman in my life for like 15 years.
Yeah.
I also wanted a partner that would want that and want, you know, and just be a really wonderful partner and treating me like 50-50. So it was just one of those moments last night at 2 a.m. And again, I do, like I say, I practice gratitude. So I really do try to like be in the moment. But last night I really was just kind of like taking it all in. I was like, I got everything I wanted.
You did.
It's just like a lovely thing just to know that like, that's the stuff that you wanted. I never settled for anything less. And like the partner and my dog is exactly what I always wanted.
And it all also comes to patience, right?
Yeah.
When your time, when it's your time, it's your time.
Yep.
And that's, but you've helped manifest all that. And with that takes time. Like you can't just manifest and be like, oh my God, why don't I still not have this? Why don't I still not have this? And that's not it. That's you're cheating your own life and you're being unfair to yourself. But when you manifest it and then you say, okay, I put it out there and now I'm going to do is wait. But as I'm doing that, I am going to continue to live my life. Mm-hmm. I'm still going to continue to experience. I'm still going to do all of the things. And at some point they will come. And that's exactly what happened to you.
It's really true, honestly. But that's where like, and then, you know, you can kind of open that up a little bit more from people that just settle.
Yeah.
Thinking the fact that like what things that you're manifesting, you're just going to settle for what it's not. How am I going to say this? Things that are authentic versus things that you just settle for.
Right.
You could have manifested, right? I'm in many situations. I remember in the past too with an ex-boyfriend. I knew I wanted a Norman, right? I knew I wanted a pug again. I knew I needed to have, and this was going to be what I wanted, right? Yep. But I remember also with an ex, he didn't want a pug. And he was like, well, if we're doing that, we're going to get another dog, but like, and you're going to, like, he's not going to be Norman. And like, I almost got to a point where I almost settled and I was like, all right, let's go look for dogs. And we did. And luckily I got cold feet. I was like, no, that's not what I want. That's not what I want. And I'm not going to settle just to get something.
Right. Not just to have something. And also, You're going to get, if you would have gotten something, that's something that's going to last for a long time.
Exactly.
And you want to make sure that it's right for you and also right for the animal, because want to make sure you're giving them a loving home, and you don't want to be like, of course you'll love him or her, but like at the end of the day, it's just like, I manifested something else. And so this is where I need to go. I can't just do this, you know?
But it's like when you settle for things, I'm like, well, you're selling yourself so short.
It's disappointing for those that do, because it's like they think they can't do better. And they think that life gave them this opportunity. So this is the one that they have to take. And that's not the case at all.
Yeah.
You know, it, but I think on the other side, though, if someone's not motivated or wants to do something, they just want to wait for it to happen or come to them without any work without at all.
Yeah.
It's not going to work. It's not going to work. It's not going to work.
It's really not.
Yeah. So anyway, your baseball. I mean, you left after the seven.
Whole story.
Yeah, you left after the seven-year itch.
No, thankfully that this game only had 7 innings.
Oh, is that
because it was shortened because they played that afternoon? So, long story short, it's really not even that serious of a story.
But now like, it is because I'm going to dramatize it.
I'm gonna. So we went to get the car, and then we were like literally the third couple online waiting for the car. The thing is, too, we were in a car, like a parking lot where it was like top tier. It was all like they had to like bring down the parking.
Does that make sense? Yeah. It's like the elevator cars.
The elevator, yeah. And then like they parked in front of it, they parked on top of it. It was like a mess, right?
Yeah.
So we're the third couple. So then what happened was it was taking forever. There's only 2 guys. And again, I feel you. I'm like, I wouldn't go, like, I understand. And it's a lot of like maneuvering.
Yeah, I can't do that job.
But then long story short, he started getting to a point where he was like, all right, whose car is this? And like people were like, yeah. And I'm like, no, see, that's not okay.
That's not okay. Yeah.
And then he was like, well, I just want to make sure whoever's car this is, we'll just get this. I'm like, and I was like, no, I have a problem with that. And John's like, babe. I was like, no, we are the third people in line. I said, everybody waited online. Why are we going to go through that? He's just going to pull out cars and people screaming down the block were like, yeah, that's my car and stuff. I'm like, no, that's chaos. Yeah. I was pissed.
This is not like me going to the market and picking prosciutto at the back of the line.
Yeah, like, this is cars. And I was like, it's going to take longer this way.
Yeah.
So the people in front of me were like, yeah, I agree. Like, this is ridiculous. We've been sitting online for like 30 minutes now. This is ridiculous. Then the guy behind me was like, well, the longer you argue, he was like this fucking asshole guy. And he was like, the longer you argue, he's like, you're not going to die if you don't get the car. I was like, I understand that. I was like, but why is it that this is okay that he can start just pulling out cars? I said, and then we're going to sit here and wait another half hour. I'm like, I'm sorry. I have, and again, goes back to, I have something to go home to that needs me.
Yeah.
I left early for a reason. So why, like, I left early. So I'm sorry. Again, it might be a dog. It's a dog and it still needs my care. And I'm getting home and John's like, babe, like, don't say, I'm like, no, I am saying something. I'm like, because I'm doing that as a mother to my dog. We need to get home.
Yeah.
You need to take our tickets accordingly by who like got onto this line. Right or wrong? I was just pissed.
But that's the whole point. You're in a line.
That's what I'm saying. I was like, this is what I'm saying about this country now. Everybody feels like they're entitled.
Yeah.
Where they just think like, okay, well, they don't have to follow rules anymore. Mm-hmm. And then you should just get what you get. And that was like literally like, that's what it literally like was like symbolized to me. Like,
yeah, we are that society.
Yeah. And I was like, why? And then everyone's screaming. And then one girl's like, oh, I have to wait online. But I'm like, yes, wait online. Like, form of line. And that's what we do. I don't get it.
I don't, like, we have such a problem in this country queuing. It's like, it's the same thing if you go to the supermarket and you grab one of those little tickets and go, you know, now serving number 69, now serving number 69. Like, wait your number. Wait your number. That's like, the whole point. That's the
when
whole point.
Did we become a country where we just don't give a shit and we just feel as though we're entitled and we're better than the next person and it's we can like just get out of line?
Time. Yeah.
It's such crap. I was like, wait online. Like, I don't get it. But now you're just going to just call out cars?
No, why? That doesn't make sense. Like, here, Mercedes with license plate. Like, no. Yeah. So I'm you're going to tell me that the person who is like 10 people behind me is going to get their car before me and I was here 45 minutes before? I don't think so.
What pissed me off was that he pulled up the car and no one claimed that car. So now you got to go put that back. I'm like, are you freaking kidding me? No. And the guy started yelling. I was like, I don't give a shit. I was like, get everybody's ticket. That's how we're doing it.
That's how you're doing it. Like, how is it that you have to run this operation? Like, I don't, that just,
I said, I'm sorry, and I do apologize. And listen, I tipped them very well because I was like, I still recognize the fact that you're running around and you're moving cars. And I'm sorry, this is something that you need to discuss with your management. That is not my problem. But I did the work that they were doing. John's like, he was like annoyed with the whole situation, but I was like, no, I'm going to tip them a little bit more because yeah, I get it. Like, I understand they are doing a lot, but again, this is your job that you signed up for. Then discuss it with management if this isn't working.
Right. But also follow the process. That's very simple. Follow the process. Everybody has to wait as much as everybody else did. Person number one has to wait as long as person number 10. And that's but just
the guy behind me. He was like, I was like, oh, for real? So then I got not an argument with John, but John's like, babe, he's like, you know, I understand. He said, but it's not that serious. I'm like, no, it is that serious.
We
had the responsibility to be home at a certain time for our dog. I said, so now why is it that we followed like the process to do so? I said, and now all the people that left after us, after the game, they get
their cars first.
To get their car. Yeah. Why?
No, I'm not okay with. Like, I'm not okay with.
I was pissed.
Because, and listen, I'm not like a complete rule follower or anything. Like, I can bend things here and there.
Yeah.
But when I'm in a process and I'm queuing and things are like, it'd be different if I, for example, like the grocery store, when someone has like 3 items and I have like 20, I'm nice enough to like let them get in front of me.
I'm
like,
me too. Okay, I'm the same fine. Way also.
It's so like, it's not a big deal to me. Like, it's not right. Or even if like a pregnant lady and like what, like something like that, I'd be like, go ahead. It's fine. Yeah. It's not a big deal to me. But when I know that I have something to go home to, or I need to leave, and I'm doing the proper things, I expect everybody else to do the proper things.
Me too.
Not because I have expectations for anybody to follow the rules as much as I do, but because it's common courtesy. It's civil to just be in the queue. Sometimes I wish we were all British, because people in England love to queue, and mm-hmm. they don't complain about queuing, and they get really mad if you're not properly queuing. And so we, because of our entitledness here in this country, we just think like, oh, okay, well, if he calls my name, I'm going to go before you. I don't care. I waited 5 minutes and I don't care if you waited half an hour.
Yeah.
They have no sense of state. They have no sense of the people around them. It's just literally, it's all self. And that's what would frustrate me if I were in your situation.
And that's what pissed me off. And I said something. And John's like, all right, babe, maybe you shouldn't. I was like, I don't give a shit. I am saying something.
No.
But he did say in the car, he was like, listen, he goes, not for nothing. He goes, I don't want you to be upset. I don't want this to ruin your night. He's like, but I am proud of you. I said, okay. I'm like, but you know what? Sometimes my back. He's like, no. He's like, I understand. He's like, John's not a confrontational person at all, unless you like really do cross him, and then he gets upset and he will say something.
Yeah.
But relatively between the both of us, I am someone that will speak. And he even said, he's like, you're just not afraid to have discussions or arguments with people. He's like, and he goes, I'm actually like, I envy that. He's like, I wish I could be like that a little bit more. And I was like, well, I don't want you to also think I'm a confrontational person, but I know right is right and right, you know, what's wrong is wrong.
Right.
And when something is not, you know what I mean? Like, and it's affecting us. I said, and on top of it all, that was really for me to get home to my dog.
Right.
That was like the mama bear coming out and being like, I need to get home. We have an hour drive. I need to get home to him. Right. He cannot be sitting there. You know what I mean? I said, so that's really what it was too. But I don't know. I had no problem saying something.
I had no problem. I would have no problem saying something either. I would have no problem saying something.
My dad also had one this week.
Oh, really?
So he was walking across the street in his park.
Yeah.
And he saw this lady who's done this twice already, walk the dog, get onto my dad's property, and literally let the dog go to the bathroom and then walks away.
Like number two?
What, number two?
And doesn't pick it up?
Doesn't pick it up. So my dad saw one time. Got pissed, but he's like, fine, whatever. He said, people are stupid. Then he did a second time. So then he walked past and he was like, ma'am, your dog just pooped on my lawn. And then she's like, no, that wasn't it. And he's like, no, let me show you. Because they were like right next to the house. And he goes, I literally just watched you do it. So he made her pick it up.
Good.
My dad was pissed because my dad takes very big pride in his
he
lawn.
Does. And flowers as he should. Stuff. But and also fucking consideration.
Yeah, and it's not like it was the sidewalk. It was, she literally walked up on my dad's lawn.
Wow.
Yeah, and my dad was pissed. So my dad went back and she picked it up, whatever. Okay, whatever. 20 minutes later, someone circles up. This guy pulls up on my father and he goes, "You live here?" My dad's like, "Yeah, you're standing in front of my house. Yes, I live here." And he's like, "You made the girl pick up the poop. You embarrassed her. She's from Texas. She doesn't know." My dad's like, "What, you don't know how to pick up poop?" He's like, "What do you mean? What, because you're the Texas?" He's like, "I don't get, what are you saying?" He's like, "Well, you embarrassed." He's like, "I embarrassed her." You know, I'm saying it with his eyes. "I'm embarrassed her." He's like, "Embarrassed her." He's like, "But don't poop on my lawn." He's like, "And I'm embarrassing her." So my dad got, like, the guy got pissed. He was like, "You know what? You're an asshole." My dad's like, "What do you think? I'm afraid of you?" Because the guy was bigger. He's like, "You're a double asshole." That's what he says to the guy. And then he was like, "Whoa,
Charlie."
Yeah, and then the guy is like, "Well, I'll call the cops on you." And my dad's like, "Go call the cops." He's like, "You'll get a fine."
Yeah. What is wrong with people? You're going to call the cops on my property that your Texan friend, who apparently in Texas, they don't pick up dog shit, is like, on my property. And now you're standing in my property.
Yeah.
Yeah. Please call the cops. Please do.
And then he says to my dad, he goes, "I know where you live." He goes, "I know. We're standing on my house. What are you talking about?" He's like, "Yeah, okay." But he's going to call the cops. And my dad's like, "Good, you'll get a fine. You don't pick it up. It's like $50, stupid."
Oh my God. Charlie is the best. Charlie is the best. Shout out to Charlie.
Shout out to my father. I can't handle him.
That is the most amazing story
ever. And he like FaceTime. He's like, "I had a fight." I was like, "What happened?"
"I had a fight."
I was like, "Daddy." I was like, "You made it?" He's like, "Yeah, he pooped in my lawn."
I mean, hello.
Yeah. He's like, "Not once, but twice. I saw it." He goes, "And I made her pick it up."
Also, twice, and she's from Texas. How long is she staying here? Go back to Texas.
My dad was like, "So, because she's from Texas?" I'm sorry. What are you talking about?
That doesn't even make sense. Who would say that?
Oh,
an idiot would say that.
Yeah. The guy called my dad an asshole. My dad's a good double asshole.
You're a double asshole.
Dad, those are fighting words.
You're a double asshole. Like, I think that is going to be the title of the episode. You're a double asshole.
You're a double asshole.
Charlie, that's amazing.
So the Caruso's have had a lot of altercations this week, and I think we need to settle it down.
Yeah, you guys have had quite the week, I will say that.
Fighters. Well, I think I take after my dad and my mom because they're not afraid.
That's true.
They'll say something.
They will say something. Yeah. I take after my mother, but I'm also very calm about it. My mom tended to go like 10.
Yeah.
Like 100 all the time. I am more sarcastic in the way I do things, so people get even more upset at me, which brings me super joy because I like to see them look ridiculous.
But you're not one to like back down.
I'm not going to back down, but I'm also not going to, be screaming here at the top of my lungs. Yeah. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to be extra calm, and I'm even more calm to the point where it's like nauseatingly calm because I'm just like,
how do you do that?
It's a practice. It's a practice, but I enjoy it so much because I love when people are like, blah, 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 and like screaming at me. I'm like, are you done? Like, it's,
yeah, like, see, but that's the difference. Like, I know people that have screamed their heads off,
yeah,
and that's not even, and I think I used to do that as well too, like, to scream. I don't do that, like, even then, like, with this, like, this conversation with this, I wasn't screaming, like, to me, because then I'm like, no one's gonna take you seriously that when you're screaming.
Exact. That's the main point. That's the main point. That's the main point to understand.
I think I learned that from a lot of my uncles, because they scream, and I'm like, well, no one's taking you seriously now.
Right. Everybody. Yeah. I mean, you've been in enough of those conversations to know that, like, nothing literally got resolved.
Yeah. Nothing.
Oh my God. Let's quick a take break. What?
Lick a twig break.
Oh my God.
What's happening?
Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. That's addition, I guess. Welcome back, guys. So We were talking about like all this stuff, and that this reminded me of something that something that we were watching in the last couple of days. There's a YouTube channel about scam calls.
Like, do you mess with the scammers?
So I sometimes like to mess with the scammers. It brings me more joy. Again, I do things that bring me joy, obviously. but on my work phone, I always get this person named, it's Christina. I guess Christina used to own this number. And they always want her to sell her house in St. Petersburg. And I'm to the point where, like, I want to go visit this house and be like, what does this house look like? And then can, like, I buy it from Christina and be like, Christina,
why? Is it really beautiful?
I don't know. I need to go see it. I haven't Zillowed it or anything. I was like, I want to go see this house. But everybody always wants to buy this property. So yesterday they left a voicemail and I just listened to it this morning. I'm going to play it for you right now just because I think it's funny.
This is Sid. I'm not sure if I have the right number here, but I'm calling about a property I believe you own here in the area. I just called to see if you've ever thought about selling your property. A couple of partners and I buy houses as is, and we're looking for something that needs a little bit of work. We were looking to buy a couple more in this neighborhood. We even buy properties if they have back taxes or liens. We really try to make this a pain-free process. So you can reach me at 513-540-2526. If this is something you're interested in, I'd love to hear from you. Even if I have the wrong number, just please let me know. I don't want to keep bothering you. And again, you can reach me at 513-540-2526. I look forward to talking to you soon. Thank you.
Did you call her?
No, I'm tempted to call her back. And just be like, what I've always done is every time they send me a text message, I always reply back with, it's $5 million, y'all.
You should be like, I'm selling it for, you should just get Christina some money.
I do. I said, I'm selling it for no less than $5 million.
Good.
They never answer back.
Wow. You can't afford that house?
Well, you can't afford that, but you can afford to call me in this number. And my name is Christina. I'll be Christina for $5 million. That's fine.
Maybe they got confused. Maybe they thought you were a girl and that's why they call you Christina instead of Christopher. And then do you have property and you're not telling us?
Apparently I do. I mean, that'd be great. I'd be like, listen, we have a vacation home, guys. Let's all go to St. Petersburg, Florida. Like, that's it.
That's it.
I'm just going to knock on the door and be like, I'm Christina, bitch.
Yeah, $5 million.
$5 million. I'm going to go to every realtor. I'm going to go to every realtor and be like, I need you to list my property. My name is Christina.
Christina, $5 million home.
But we were watching these scam YouTube things. There are these guys. They're hilarious. One of them scams back the people from like Nigeria, these spam callers from Nigeria. You know, you get those emails and you get those things that say like,
I got one.
You got one?
I got one. I got so freaked out that I called the cops and the cops came here.
Okay.
No, but hold on. Remember my stalker?
Yeah.
I thought it was him.
Oh, okay.
Well, so I was very new when I got it. And then it was like very creepy, the things that he was saying.
Yeah. What did he say? Do you remember?
It was like, oh God, I just don't want my mother-in-law to hear this. But it was like,
paraphrase.
I broke into your computer. I've seen the things that you've done and the porn that you're watching. great choice, by the way. Oh yeah. Yeah, it was a great choice, by the way. And I was freaking out because I was like, oh my God, this is like how my stalker was. So
I love that. Great choice, by the way.
Yeah, it was really, really creepy. And then I called the cops and I was like, listen, it might be my stalker. I was like, this is how he used to talk to me too. I was like, so, and then he's like, no, he's asking for Bitcoins. It's probably the Nigerians that are doing this. And I was like, no, you don't understand. I think he's trying to like corrupt me, like all this other stuff. Like, I don't know. Yeah, I had the cops come. And John, like, he was at work and he's like, why is there a cop coming to our house? I was like, because I'm making him look at my email.
I'm making him look at my email.
I need to send it to him. I'm not joking, Chris. I swear on my family. I was spooked.
I believe you.
And I thought it was my stalker. And then it was like, then they sent me a reply back like a couple of weeks later. It was like, you never responded. We're going to send all this information to like your contacts, blah, blah, blah. And all
go
like,
ahead.
Like,
go ahead.
Whatever.
I was
like, yeah,
go ahead. Go ahead.
So I hadn't watched porn in a while because I was so afraid. I'm dying. But then my cop made me feel better because he was like, I got the same one. He showed it to me and I was like, oh, I feel so much better. It's not my
sister. Also, I love how you call them your cop.
My God.
You have like your own designated cop.
It was so funny. Oh my God.
That is hilarious. But I mean, that could have been, oh, I just hit my microphone. That could have been just the same as the way these scammers are doing it on YouTube. I mean, this last one that I just watched.
Yeah.
It was this, I mean, they even get them on like FaceTime. Like they're talking to these people. And these guys are so stupid because they're pretending to still be FBI. They're wearing like white t-shirts and like shorts in the room of their house in Wherever that they are. And this one guy who he fucked him over so many times. He just like kept like egging his shit on, and it was hilarious. He even told them that he was from he was working on a project where he was going to be like doing like a lingerie shoot. And this guy, the guy who was, you know, scamming the Nigerian guy back, said, showed him, like, he started undressing and he had put on a thong and was going around the room looking for like the gift card that the guy was asking for. And he bends over and you see his full, I mean, obviously it's blurred out, but you see his full ass, and he's like panning down so like he could see his thong. It was the most hilarious thing. And then he made the guy on the other end slowly like undress himself too, because he said, I have contacts and I want to make you a model and I'm going to make you famous. And then he made the guy undress himself. I was like, that is amazing. The fact that this guy does this was hilarious. And now I'm obsessed with watching these scams.
I gotta watch that now.
It's so good.
Scary though. Like, well, the cop once told me that one of the scammers got like $25,000 from an old lady.
Yeah, yeah.
He told me the story. They called her and was like, "Your grandson was put in jail. He needs bail." Got it. Like, didn't say like, oh, and she's older. She didn't know, and she wired $25,000.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That is so sad.
Yeah. But these fuckers, they're such fuckers.
They're so ridiculous. It makes me so angry. But watching these, like these YouTube people get back at it. Also, one thing what I really like that they do is that they give you these like lessons in how to note that somebody is scamming you, right? They tell you, look for this, look for this, look for this, look for this. And I'm like, some of those things, like I knew, but there are tons of people who just don't know.
Yeah.
And it's so, they are providing a really good service. So I need to just give them, I'm going to give them a,
it's pretty bitch.
Because they deserve it.
You should definitely link the YouTube.
I absolutely will. I'm going to do that. Thank you for reminding me. I'm definitely going to do that.
But don't you love it when they're like, hi, my name is Steve. I'm like, your name is not Steve.
Oh my God. One of the things, the guy, his name was Steve. That's so funny.
See, bullshit. Your name is not Steve.
Your name is not Steve. Your name is something I can't pronounce.
Exactly. Like, stop it. Your name is not Steve. You're not freaking Timothy. No, it's
and
not.
Yeah. And you're not from Tennessee. So calm down.
Oh my God.
Okay. Cause your twang is not proper.
But you never got one of those perverted emails?
No, I never got one of those perverted emails.
Oh, I have to read mine. It was so gross.
I never got it. That is so funny. I wish I would have. I usually always got the prince in Dubai is gonna, you know,
the fortune,
and he wants to give you his money and like all that stuff, and like all you have to do is like, et cetera. And I'm like, you're an idiot.
Yeah, no. I got one like years ago too. It was something like, you just came into like someone's will.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah,
too.
It was something stupid. I was like, I don't know who that person is.
I was like, I don't know who that is. And also, why are they going to give me their money?
Exactly. Like, shut up. I ain't doing anything.
I'm like, I'm not that important into society for me to do that. You know,
scammers.
Now we're celebrities, but before I was a nobody.
Yeah.
But
my stalker.
You know what that reminds me of? Did you ever in school, I love this episode because it's so random, but I just keep thinking of stuff that I want to mention. Did you ever in school have like superlatives?
No, what's that?
Like, you know, best dressed, like in the yearbook, like best dressed, yeah, best smile. Dancer,
and I was most talkative.
Oh, look at that. At least yeah. One of those is true.
Yeah, I was the best dancer. I knew that's what you were talking about.
Obviously not the best talker.
I was most talkative.
Oh, most talkative.
Best most talkative. Talker. Oh, no, not best the talker. Best talker. No. No, definitely not. Most talkative and best dancer.
Oh, was that in high school?
No, I was in middle school. In high school, we didn't have any of that stuff because I went to an all-girls school, but I was Duchess.
Oh, you were a Duchess. That's right. You were Duchess. A Duchess.
I was a Duchess. I had the sash and the tiara.
Adorable. The only time she was Miss Universe.
Yeah,
but I wish I had that.
We didn't have that in high school because it was all
I didn't.
And we couldn't be best dressed in a uniform.
That's true. Or it would have been like most hiked up skirt.
Yeah. Who had the best messy bun?
Best messy bun. Oh my God.
Who
I
has
like
the
that.
Best shorts underneath their dress, their skirt?
Best boy shorts under skirt.
I wore soccer shorts. I was so ugly back then. It was not cute. Like,
you're beautiful. You're beautiful.
It's okay.
I was thinking about that because I was like, I don't have any. We never did superlatives.
Really?
Both in middle school or high school. I don't remember having them. I was like, I need to look up my yearbooks again to see if maybe I just missed them, but I don't remember. Like, you know, you had like best couple and like best, but I don't know. I guess those were superlatives. Mm-hmm. Or
it was best couple, most popular, best dress, things like that.
Yeah. So then I was like, then I got to thinking, I was like, what would be our superlatives now for our friends?
Oh, that's a fun little game.
Right? That's a fun game.
All like, right, who's most likely to succeed?
All of us.
Okay. I like that one. Who, best personality?
I think it's between you and Jackie.
No, you too.
Yeah, but like, I think you guys have a better personality than I do.
I think Jackie is the best personality.
Yeah, I think Jackie's the best person because overall the best. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's like one of those, like, you know, like when they used to like the sports people and they're like, who's the most well-rounded player kind of thing?
That's Jackie. She's the most well-rounded.
She's the most well-rounded.
And then
well-rounded.
She's going to be like, wax my face.
That's exactly what we're going to hear as soon as this goes out. Jackie, it is not your face. I promise.
Me and my sister, because Isabella's obsessed with Pink.
Mm-hmm.
And there's that one song. It's not Bad Influence. It's something, it's basically like, make sure my friend has another drink. I'm hanging, I just stay out. And Alexandra's like, I said to her, I was like, this reminds me of, she goes, you and Jackie. She's like, this is literally you and Jackie. She's like how you would manipulate her and be like, stay out for another drink. You don't want to go home.
Yeah. Yeah. That is very Chris
being the mom, being like, you need to go home.
Yeah. I mean, I guess that's my superlative. Who is the
best caretaker?
Who is the best caretaker?
You.
Me.
Yeah. Most responsible. That's you.
That's me too. Yeah. That's me too.
What else? Best dress.
Rachel. I think Rachel's the best dressed.
Best hair.
Ooh, that's a good one. Because you all have such different hair, but they're all good hair.
Yeah.
Like you have like really great texture in your hair. And I love when your hair gets like curly. And like, you could do a lot of things with your hair. And then Jackie has this like beautiful black straight hair. Yeah. It's so like luxe. And then like Melissa too, like when she does her hair, like she looks really pretty. And Danielle, I love because her hair, it's like poof. I all of you have such beautiful hair that that would be so hard for me to pick.
I know.
It's so good.
I think Jackie has the best hair.
I think overall, Jackie has the best hair.
She does.
Jackie has a lot of these good categories.
She's got great qualities.
She does. She has like such great qualities. Ugh. We're so lucky to have her. Jackie, we're so lucky to have you.
The most funny?
Yeah. Or the funniest? I think you're pretty hilarious.
Oh, thank you. I think you're pretty hilarious too.
I think I'm pretty hilarious too. So I think I'll share that award with you.
Okay, that's ours.
I'll stand next to you. I like these. These are fun.
These are fun. What else? What else? What else?
Most likely to fall asleep first.
Jackie. Jackie.
Jackie, you're getting a lot of mentions. Most unique laugh. Most unique laugh. Me.
You.
Me.
Yeah. What else? Best. What are the ones that they had? Best dancer.
Best dancer. I feel like we all kind of hold our own differently.
Yeah.
But none of us are like great dancers.
I used to be. I would make like people like surround a circle around me. I was one
right.
of those.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm not very limber anymore.
Now it's more like I'm really good at keeping the seat warm.
Yeah, like I like to sit.
I love sitting. Who is the best sitter? I'm the best sitter.
I like to say me too, actually. I'm a good sitter. What else?
What are some fun superlatives? Who is the most, because like in school, it's like, who's most likely to be president? And who's most likely to like, you know, be famous? And like,
who's most likely to be famous? You and I.
Yeah, you and I.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Most listeners, talkative.
You and I.
Yeah.
You and I.
You and I. Best singers.
You and I.
You and I. Yeah, I like that most likely to be famous or on your TV screen.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's it.
That's it. That's literally us.
What are the ones?
I'm trying to figure out like fun superlatives. Like most likely to...
Who's the best singer we said us?
Like, in reality, it's Rachel.
I mean...
In reality, it's Rachel. And in our world, it's us.
Yeah, in my head, it's us.
In our head, it's us. Who is most likely to meet a celebrity?
Oh, me.
Yeah, you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
For sure.
Best all around.
Jackie.
Biggest flirt.
You.
Yeah.
For sure. You. Always you.
Last clown.
You.
Yeah. Cutest couple.
All of us.
No, I think you and Jackie, when people think you were married.
Oh, that is true.
You and Jackie were the cutest couple.
We Life are the cutest party. Couple. Life of Life the party. Of the... You.
And you.
Yeah, but more you.
More me.
Yeah, more you.
Most athletic.
Definitely us.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
You know, that is something in our group that nobody is. I think
nobody did it. We actually lost someone. We're not. Nobody is.
Nobody.
Most unathletic, guy. We should probably say.
Most unathletic, and then I would put myself there. That's there you me.
Go. Most changed.
You.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think you. Absolutely, 100%.
That's so awesome, in a good way.
Of course. Not Like no, in the know. Worst way, in the worst way ever. You are worse than you were 10 years ago.
I can't. Most likely to succeed, you, 100%.
Aw, thank you. That's so sweet. I'm blushing.
Most unforgettable. I think that's all of us.
I think that's all of us. Well, yeah, that's, well.
Or me, you, Jackie.
Yeah, I think it goes to your point about like a couple episodes ago that we mentioned that like when one of us is in a room, they're always asking about the other. And yeah. It's always about the three of us. So I would say the three of us.
Okay. Most yeah. unique.
As
I think that's us.
I think that's us.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm going to go with that.
Yeah.
This sounds very pretentious.
So pretentious. Best car.
Best car? I mean, like.
No, none of us.
None of us. We all have just like cars. We're basic bitches with cars.
We are. We all have SUVs now.
And I'm okay with it. I love my car. So I'm not. I have no problem with it.
Best celebrity lookalike. Jackie.
Yeah, because she looks like
Meadow Soprano.
Yeah.
And Marissa Tomei. Yep.
Yeah.
Best dress, we said Rachel.
Rachel.
Best eyes, Jack.
Jackie. Yeah. Her eyes are so beautiful. She's so beautiful.
Best hair, Jack.
Jackie.
Best laugh, you.
Me.
Best smile, my sister. You, yeah, you have a good smile too.
No, I think your sister has a beautiful smile.
She's like,
Alex, you have a beautiful smile.
Yeah, she's good.
Yeah.
What is this? Oh, I'm so old. Most likely to be MCM or WCW. So that's what, Man Crush Monday and Woman Crush Wednesday?
What the fuck is that?
I don't know. I'm too old for that. Let's skip that shit.
I don't know what that is.
I don't like it. Best bromance. That's us.
That's us.
Best click. Us.
Us. Us. Because we're the ones that have lasted the longest. Thank you. Wait,
yeah. Most likely to be on Catfish.
That is so you. Are you the catfisher? Are you the catfishy?
I don't know. I could be both. I could sway either way.
You can sway either way.
Most likely to drop his or her phone in the toilet.
You?
Yeah, me.
Yeah.
Most likely to have a child born addicted to Starbucks. You're so stupid.
I love that. That's so ridiculous. Who drinks the most coffee in our group?
I don't know.
I don't think any of us really drink like a lot of coffee.
Most likely to sleep through an earthquake.
Jackie. Melissa. Oh, Melissa.
Oh, Jack. Yeah.
You're right. Both of them, but mostly Melissa.
Oh, yeah. This is a good one. Most likely to survive the Hunger Games. Danielle.
Then you know what? I agree with you 100%.
Danielle. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. I would die first. I know I would die first.
Oh, me too. I'm just here. Yeah. Just take me.
I'm like, here's an axe. Just take it. That's fine.
Here we go. Best entertainer.
Us.
Yeah.
Yeah. We can entertain entertain the house down boots.
I'm about it. Biggest gossip.
Biggest gossip? You.
Me?
Yeah. Right. Well, is that in the sense of like you dish out the most gossip or you are part of the most gossip? Right? Because there's a difference. I think there's a difference, no?
Where do I fall in then?
I don't think you fall on the ladder.
Okay. So I dish it?
I think you dish it.
All right. Well, that's great.
Well, you used to dish it more. Not so much. Because no. There's not a lot going on.
Not that much. I don't really
Thank
care.
Thank goodness. Exactly. Because we stop caring.
I'm busy taking care of my dog that apparently I make too much of.
Pretty much. Oh, well.
Who's the biggest prankster?
Oh, me?
I don't think anyone. You?
We don't really prank each other.
What do you do?
I was just going to say, I was like, what do I do? I've never pranked anybody in my life.
Okay, here's more. Most affectionate.
Most affectionate.
You're pretty cold.
We're heartless bitches.
Yeah, honestly, I was trying to think, like, who's actually the most affectionate? I think I have most affection with Melissa. Like, when I see her.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Or
I guess Antoinette. I think Antoinette's most affectionate. Let's She's most affectionate. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Most likely, no, most liked by parents. You.
Me. Me. That is most definitely me.
Most spirited.
You.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like you've screamed school spirit if your life depended on it.
I just told John yesterday, I was like, I miss cheering. He's like, where the fuck does that come from?
You can't wait for your kid to be born so that they go to cheerleading.
Exactly. And then I'll cheer with her. Hell yeah.
Him or her. Boys can be cheerleaders too.
Exactly. I don't give a shit.
Okay. If they want to jump and cheer and hold up the women and then, you know.
Or if he wants to be on the pyramid.
Put their fingers. Mommy will show you how. Put their fingers in their Pikachus. That's.
Yeah, that's it.
A very proud moment for a father.
Best shoulder to cry on.
Me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh God, I know what this is. Biggest drama king and queen. You and I.
You and
I. Totally.
But I mean, I do it very like sarcastically.
You're like Catherine Hepburn. You're so dramatic. Stop it.
But I'm sarcastic about it. Like I'm sarcastically about it.
Very dramatic.
It's very dramatic. But it brings me joy.
Exactly. Most gullible.
Jackie? Jackie. Yeah.
Yep. Wait, most likely to brighten up your day. Jackie.
Yeah. Always.
Most likely to put something off until tomorrow. My you. Sister. Or yeah, me or
both of you. Both of you. It's I guess it's a Caruso quality. Yeah.
Most opinionated.
You.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can always say something.
Most upbeat attitude, Jackie.
Jackie.
Yeah. Most likely to be president?
None of us.
No, I got shit. No, we have most too likely much. To become a comedian.
You attempted it. Listeners, if you don't know that story, Nina and I decided to go to a meetup because we're like, let's try something new. And let's go to like a comedy stand-up meetup.
Annex? I would call it like an annex.
It's like an annex. Yeah. Yeah, like an Annie Lennox.
And I think that lasted for literally 20 minutes. And I was like, I was over it.
Yeah, I was like, oh, no, I can't do this. I mean, like, I think I'm funny, but... And I can probably write a joke or two, but a lot of my jokes are more improvised. Like, that's how I do humor, is through improvisation. So, like, for me to be a stand-up, I could just go in and just randomly talk to a microphone and funny shit will come out of my mouth. And that's just what it'll be.
Like Miss Maisel, Basil, what's her name?
I'm Miss Basil Cilantro. That's my...
What's her name? Miss Maisel?
Marvelous Miss Maisel.
Yeah.
Yeah, now that's my new drag name is Basil Cilantro. That sounds beautiful. My name is Basil Cilantro.
Why do I picture that actually on your head?
I picture it too. And I'm picturing me looking like just a combination like between like John Leguizamo and Patrick Swayze in Tu Wong Fu.
Our imagination can go really, really wild.
It really just went really, really wild. Oh my God. Let's do one more before we wrap up.
Oh, hold on. We got one more.
Pick a good one. Pick a good one. One good one. One good one.
One big one. Best person to share a deserted island with. That's the best one.
Wow. Best person to share a deserted island with.
Yeah.
Well, I think everybody would pick me.
Yes.
Because I'm very resourceful and I have a lot of knowledge.
You're going to pick Rachel.
I would probably pick Rachel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I think her and I could really just... we'll create an entire oasis that people actually want to come to.
You think if me and Jackie were together, what would happen?
I think there'd be a lot of lazy couple of times. because you'd be like... I want to just relax in the sand. Let's be mermaids. And I want to roll around in the sand for a little bit. And then I want to twirl. And Jackie, we'll do that later. We'll build a tent later. It's still like super early. Like relax. Like relax. Have a coconut.
Yeah, have a coconut. Drink a coconut. You'll feel better.
You'll feel better after the coconut. And you'll be like, garçon. I'd be like, oh, we're in a desert island. There's no garçon here.
You just literally got it so perfectly.
I did. I really did.
I would make Jackie just to sit there and hang out with me. Be like, come on, let's get collar.
Let's be mermaids. And then
you and Rachel would definitely start a whole colony. And like me and Jackie would be like lounging, trying to make pina colada out of coconuts.
And then you'd be like, I'm going to pretend I'm a mermaid. I'm going to go catch us a fish. And then you're like,
am I pretty?
Do I look pretty? Am I coming out of the ocean? I'm going, am I Ariel? And then you do the hair thing. Am I Ariel?
This is why you're my best friend. You fucking understand me so much.
Listeners, it is important that you understand your best friend as well as I understand my best friend. Because
that's why I knew you wouldn't pick me or Jackie.
Right. No, I love you guys to pieces, but hell no, because I will end up fucking strangling you in the ocean. And be like, this is it. You know what? This is my meal for the next 2 weeks. I'm gonna barbecue your asses. Goodbye.
Oh, that is so. You had it. That was perfect. That's the ending of this podcast.
That is the ending of this podcast, ladies and gentlemen.
Dying
on a deserted island. Do you want to be with Ariel?
But you literally knew exactly what would happen.
I know. I just created that moment, and I think anybody who's still listening is really just in visualized everything happening to the soundtrack of The Little Mermaid.
So let's dedicate this episode to all our friends.
Yeah,
We basically rated all of us.
We really did without meaning it. We did
without meaning it. Jackie came out really good.
She came out the top. She like won all the Grammys. She's like Adele. She won all the Grammys.
She did. Like, yeah. Oh my God. I'm like crying. It was so funny. You got that down perfectly.
I really did. I love this story. And listeners, if you love this story and other stories, don't forget to like, subscribe, and listen to all of our episodes. This is episode 43, I think. We're heading closer to 50, which is very exciting.
That's awesome.
So again, make sure you keep listening to us because we love you, friends.
We do. So, this is fun. I'm having a good time.
This was a good time. And thank you all for listening. This has been another episode of BFF Energy with Chris and Dean.
Bye.
Bye.
've just listened to Platinum G, a culture podcast. Created, edited, and produced by Chris Garcia. Intro music created by Chris Garcia. You can email the podcast at platinumgpodcast@gmail.com. You can follow the show on Instagram at platinumgpodcast and Chris on all socials at Chris J. Garcia, K-R-I-S J. Garcia, and Anina at Neen_GC. Thanks for listening.